And now, cutting through your typical media nonsense and offering you a rational and unbiased perspective on current events and life in Tampa Bay, he's a successful entrepreneur, published author, top listing agent, a real estate and finance expert that goes to bat for you every day as a consumer advocate. Your host and the consumer quarterback, Brandon Rimes.
And welcome to the Consumer Quarterback Show. We always like to help you win in any marketplace, focused on a local flair here with our consumer advocates. But we do touch on some of these national and international topics, like the woke organization company Target losing $10 billion with their their propaganda right when you walk into their store. So we're going to touch on that with Mark Hay, our financial advising expert, 21st Century Financial Group. Also, 401ks, some of the latest stats of people withdrawing money. Again, in this Biden economy, a lot of people are struggling. They're withdrawing money in record numbers from their 401ks. And how does that affect your retirement plan? We're going to talk with Mark Hay here in just a moment. Also, later in the program, artificial intelligence, technology, Michael MD, massive IT on today's show, as well as Fred Mute, Tampa Screens and Aluminum. Tampa Screens and Aluminum, longtime friend of the program. And before we do, we always like to feature our real estate properties live on air, part of our strategy to sell faster, help our properties sell faster for more money, and help our selling clients, our listing clients, profit more. And we really would love to talk to you. If you're thinking about selling a property, you can reach out to our hotline, 727-263-3707. For all of your real estate needs, buying, selling, or investing, 727-263-3707, PlatinumCoastalElite.com. All right, we got a hot listing here. This one's 3704 Berger Road, $2.4 million listing in Lutz. Great opportunity to own a large home. This is 10,000 square feet, 10 bedrooms, 12 baths. You got no CDD there. You got an awesome pool area with a full bar and an oversized deck, full tennis court, library, movie theater, sauna, two master suites, and a grand balcony. 3704 Berger Road, Lutz, Florida, one of our hot real estate properties from the Platinum MVP team. Also, we have a lakefront property here at 3058 Mildred Drive. It's on the canal, access to Lake Tarpon. 3058 Mildred Drive in Palm Harbor is three bedrooms, two bath. Beautiful property. You've got granite countertops, wood accent walls, private pool, and the best part, your own private dock on your backyard. Access to Lake Tarpon, the largest lake in all of Tampa Bay. And you can see all of our Platinum listings at PlatinumCoastalElite.com. PlatinumCoastalElite.com. And we want to let you know about an event that we've got Saturday, June 10th. I'm going to be speaking on stage at an event in Madeira Beach. Save that date. Come on out and support. It's President Trump's birthday. Happy birthday to President Trump. Early birthday, that is. MAGATrumprally.com. This is going to be a fun time. We're going to be out there, and it's going to be a large boat parade as well. Last year, they set a world record for the largest boat parade Saturday, June 10th. It's going to be at Madeira Beach right there at Bicentennial Park. There's going to be boat parade, car clubs, all kinds of people gathering for that. And we'd hope to see you there. And we'd love to talk to you if you are there. All right, Mark Hay, 21st Century, welcome in.
Welcome. Happy Memorial Day to you.
Yeah, likewise, man. Appreciate you. And we've got a lot to talk about here today. We've got the 401k to get into, but let's just start with the elephant in the room, this tuck-friendly bathing suits for kids, you know, and it comes down with Target when you look at the losses too, $10 billion to date losses, and hopefully that's going to continue to rise with suburban mothers and all types of folks being outraged, and conservatives outraged across the country. But the poster board for this high-risk policy was Target's vice president for brand marketing, Carlos Saavedra. He moonlights as a board member of an advocacy group for K-12 transgenderism and gay status. So that's, I guess, you know, again, in these corporate boardrooms, some of these DEI whack jobs and climate cold activists, and, you know, these are the people making these decisions.
Yeah, and it's a shame. I mean, they just to stick to the business and not get outside of the business and get into the politics and put in their beliefs and their narrative. And they see what happens. Same thing happened to Bud Light. Now it's happened to Target. But the thing about it is, when someone like Target's massive. I mean, they're a massive company. But if you lose a billion a day for 10 days straight, $10 billion, you're going to feel that. At the same time, those customers now are just going to go to Amazon.
Right.
You know, so they're going to go, you know what? I'm just going to order this stuff from Amazon. It's easier anyway. It's going to be delivered to the house. So do you ever really capture that market share because of the competition you have is so massive? You know, that storefront Target has are expensive storefronts.
Exactly.
I mean, they're huge.
It's an old model.
Square
right?
footage. I mean, huge. And if you lose that kind of share, well, they're going somewhere buying it.
Yeah.
You know, they're buying that somewhere else. So that being said, if those people go to Amazon and find out, yeah, this is a lot easier just ordering from Amazon, getting that market share is a lot harder to get back now.
Yeah.
You know, so yeah you can undo things, but you lost customers. And those customers are elsewhere right now.
Right.
So what do you do to get them back, and how do you beat the convenience of like an Amazon?
Yeah, it's exactly right. It says that the article goes on to talk about the mobilization is happening because many people feel increasingly alarmed by elite advocacy for transgenderism by the government, businesses, media, commercial entertainment. But the mobilization is also possible because the public now has social media networks that allow these anti-elite boycotts to become shared. And, you know, that's something that's happening within, of course, the middle class.
Yeah, it's a shame, too. And, you know, you think about the Bud Light situation, now Target. You feel for the workers, you know, the workers at Bud Light and Target. And all of a sudden now they're like, okay, we got to let people go because we're losing this much market share.
Yep.
We're going to have to let employees go. So it trickles down to just not, oh, we're losing customers.
Yeah.
You know, unfortunately, it goes down to, like you said, the middle class and workers. And, you know, they suffer and they lose hours. So it's a shame. I wish they would just stay out of it and stay,
stay
into
out of the lane,
business.
Man. Yes. Too many of these big companies are doing that. These, and they're multinational companies that are not only that, you know, a lot of them are connected to China, the CCP, the slave labor. You see that even with Tesla. You know, a lot of conservatives are on the Elon Musk bandwagon now. Oh, he's making Twitter free. And I agree. I love that aspect that we have Twitter files and all that stuff coming out with the, you know, mm-hmm. all the alphabet agencies, the collusion that
yep.
was there. You know, but on the flip side, he's also got factories in China.
Yeah.
You know, he's got factories in China and what's happening there. I mean, these are very complicated issues.
Complicated issues. But I will say, I wish that we could just leave the kids alone.
That's where it
draws a line. You know, leave the kids alone. You know, let them be kids. Let them grow up, you know, in an innocent world.
Yeah.
I don't think we need to be putting all this stuff on a 9-year-old or an 8-year-old. I don't.
Yeah.
I mean, I just remember when I was 8 or 9, I didn't know anything about.
Yeah.
I mean, I was out playing sports and, you know, school and you know, chasing people around in recess, but we didn't know about transgender. And maybe
yeah.
maybe it's just a different world we live in, but I just think that the kids just need to be kids.
That's
let
true.
Them grow up being an adult and then go from there. But
absolutely.
You know, fully support whatever they want to be, but we don't need to push it on.
And that's exactly what they're doing, the indoctrination. You know? And that's where, you know, again, thankfully, Governor DeSantis spoke so strongly and came out strongly with the anti-Disney. And then, you know, of course, the left lies and calls it don't say gay bill. We're not saying don't say gay or don't say anything. We're saying don't say sex to kids that are 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 year old kids. That's what the debate was there.
Right. You know, and Ron DeSantis, you know, he just announced he's going to run for presidency. Hate to see him leave. As our governor, I think he would be an excellent candidate for presidency, but he's done such a good job here in Florida. I hate to lose him.
Yeah,
you know,
I didn't agree
point.
With that decision either. I wish that he would have waited his turn and keep all that MAGA together.
That's, yeah, you know, we'll see. Unfortunately, now it splits up that money. You know,
it does.
Between the Republican parties, and so that's going to be tough. And Democratic parties always have a good campaign.
And
money.
Biden's not going to. He's not going to.
I don't
debate right.
I don't see how he could run again or be a
well he's not gonna have to debate I don't
yeah.
think either right
I don't even so how he can do any of that
yeah.
you know so we'll see you know I still think they're gonna come up with Gavin Newsom's gonna probably be out there you know they're gonna prop him up
or Michelle
who knows
oh.
but we have good candidates you know if you take DeSantis take Trump I think we're solid candidates I do agree
Ted
with you
Cruz is a great
I
candidate
think that
too.
DeSantis should have stayed as a governor maybe even be a VP you know
right.
for Trump or something like that
yeah.
let Trump go in there and get those 4 years and then let DeSantis get 8 and get a 12-year track on that. And,
yeah.
You know, but we'll see what happens. We'll see how it shakes out. Who knows?
We're talking with Mark Hay, 21st Century Financial Group here on the Consumer Quarterback Show. A lot of our show's success over the last 10 years has been on you, our listeners, supporting like-minded companies, supporting our expert contributors, consumerqb.com. You can find our info there, consumerqb.com. And Mark is our go-to guy for all things financials when you think about investing, 401ks. And I'm going to have him elaborate a little bit more. But here's a story that just came out about the 401k. 10Ks. Some recent numbers on people withdrawing, you know, it's financially a no-no when you think about, hey, I'm going to pull some money from my 401k, you have penalties. But many financial service companies, according to the New York Times, are seeing what the IRS refers to as hardship distributions, which are only allowed for immediate and heavy financial situations. In the last quarter of 22, Fidelity learned that out of its 22 million retirement accounts, 2.4% of them had withdrawn funds. Meanwhile, Vanguard saw 2.8% of its 5 million account holders do the same thing.
Yeah. Now, it's unfortunate, too, when you talk about retirement, because I do think retirement planning is a crisis in the United States. It's a future crisis that's going to be here that we're going to have to address at some point, you know, because there is no more pensions. Like Grandpa used to have a pension.
Yeah.
You know? So you're basically on your own. You're saving on your own. So the 401k is a big thing for people to do. When you reach into that and say, okay, I have 50,000 or 100,000 sitting there and I need 10 grand to do this, you're not only just reaching in and getting 10 grand. You know, you're getting 10 grand that could be compounding every single year for the next 10, 20, 30 years. And that 10 grand, 23 years in retirement could be worth $250,000 just sitting there and growing. You know, so just the power of that is a lot. But not to mention, you got a 10% penalty to the government if you're under 59 and a half. You have to pay the taxes on it. So if you took out $10,000 and your taxes are 20%, that's 2,000 plus 10, that's 3 grand you got to give the government just because you took that out.
Wow.
Not to mention the earning power we just talked about for the next 20, 30 years, you know, which is why it's important to work with an advisor. We have clients that happen all the time, business owners and families and people lose jobs and death and divorce, and I need to pull money. We need money. Where do we get it from? You know, and that's why a planner like myself would say, okay, well, if you did take from the IRA, loan it.
Yeah.
You know, don't take the withdrawal. You know,
right.
Oh, what's a loan? Okay, you basically loan it yourself. You pay yourself interest back in that account.
Right.
Whereas if you withdraw, you got to pay taxes, penalty, etc.
Mm.
You have an IRA and say, we need money for an IRA. Okay, well, we can do a 72T, and every year we can just take income from that and eliminate that 10% penalty. So there's things you can do, but just don't do it on your own. Reach out to an advisor.
Right.
You know, it's free advice and say, look, if you're going to do that, here's ramifications, but here's the options you can do. It's not just, I'm going to go pull it out.
Right.
You know, you do have options to do that. You know, we set up a lot of life insurance retirement planning for people, and the reason we do it is because it stays liquid. You know, so when you have an emergency, and you should have 4 to 6 months of emergency funds in a bank. You know, that's the goal. And not everybody has that, but that's the goal. You know, have emergency funds. Something happens, you have that. But then your second bucket of money would be something liquid that you're saving for retirement, like the life insurance retirement plan. The other bucket is going to be IRA, 401k. But there's ways that you can take that money out without incurring the penalty, without having the taxes. And that's why we would help people do that.
Yeah.
But it is unfortunate with the credit card debt being as high as it's ever been for consumers, people pulling out retirement accounts because of inflation. And people are not cutting the spending. They're still spending the way they were when they had, you know, no problems.
Right.
You know, so just like our government, in an individual household, you have to cut, you know, and it's hard to do that.
Yeah,
and people
really
don't want to do it.
Yeah, and they don't know how. And, you know, the savings rate has always been, you know, declining over the last decade, the savings rate. So if you look at the average household, with the increase in cost of almost everything, anything you purchase today costs more money since Biden came in office. And then you compound that with the already tough situations with the jobs. You know, there's a lot of tugging at the American consumer right now, Mark.
A lot, especially the middle class. The middle class is getting really hurt up, beat up right now.
Yep.
You know, the business owners are not so much because a business owner is not a W-2 employee. A
right.
business owner has a bunch of write-offs, and we're going to invest in the business. We're going to do this, and that's why they pay next to nothing in taxes because they keep reinvesting the profits. But a middle-class person, like a W-2 employee that goes to work 9 to 5, raising a family, they don't have much deductions. And so not only are they getting killed in taxes, inflation, and the cost of their pay is not going up, now they're racking up the credit card debt. The credit card interest rates are very expensive.
Yeah.
You know, right now they're very high, which is why they got to reach into the 401k IRA, which depletes their retirement account for later. And I think I saw something like there's only on average $65,000 per American household for retirement, you know, in their savings.
Yeah.
So if you're already going in, reaching in and paying bills from that, you're depleting that, relying on the government to be there to pay Social Security, which we know is bankrupt in 2030. You know, so I really believe that retirement is a big crisis that's going to be faced here in America.
Yes.
Just unfortunately, it's not here yet. And people are, you know, kick the can down the road, just like the Social Security. we've been kicking the can down the road so much that we're coming to the time where there has to be a change.
Sure. And you also compound that with the student loan crisis as well. And you know, of course, Biden saying he's going to unilaterally, you know, waive that debt for those people. What about the you know, the folks that didn't go to college, didn't, you know, by the way, The College Scam is a great book by Charlie Kirk. I've started reading it. I've got all the way through yet, but I'm waiting for it to come out to Audible. I can't wait till it does, because I like to absorb books that way. But yeah, check out that College Scam book, because, you know, that's a whole nother deal, Mark. A lot of people are in super debt with these degrees that don't really mean much in today's economy.
Right. And we talked about it before. These colleges, these universities have huge endowments, billions of dollars in endowments.
Yes.
They get a bunch of breaks when it comes to taxes. They get a bunch of breaks from the government. They're charging $50,000 a year to students to go there and get any kind of degree.
Yep.
It doesn't matter what it is. You know, yep. Some of them are silly. Some of them are good. But that old way of thinking of, I got to go to college, get a degree, is an old way to think. And unfortunately, it puts people in debt. So if you follow what you've been taught in all these years, is go to college, buy a home, get married, have a kid, you're talking about taking on tens of thousands of debt to do that.
Yep.
You know, if you graduate from college with $100,000 debt, okay, now I'm going to go buy a house. That's $500,000. Now I got a $500,000 mortgage on top of the student loan debt. Then I get married. I'm going to have a big wedding. We want a $50,000 wedding. We're going to take a loan for that. Now we're going to have a kid. Oh, my goodness, we got a kid. You know, so my point is, people listen and do all this. It's not really the American dream, is to take on all this debt and then work your entire life to pay it off, and hopefully you can retire someday.
Yeah.
You know, we should want to, and I say it all the time, we should want to incentivize people to go off and do a trade or start a business or do something that we can actually build the economy and make it as easy to get a college loan as it is to do that.
That's right.
You know what I mean?
Mark Hay, 21st Century Financial Group. How do you want people to connect with you, Mark?
You can text me, call me at 727-804-7220. I'll respond to you the same day.
Repeat that number.
727-804-7220.
Make sure you let another real estate quarterback send you. Also, consumerqb.com. You can see links there to all of our expert contributors. Mark, always a pleasure.
Thank you so much. You have a great day.
Likewise. All right, coming back, we got Michael MD in the house, Massive IT. We're going to talk all things tech. Coming up here with Michael MD from Massive IT on the Consumer Quarterback Show. Make sure you check us out online, consumerqb.com.
Hey, I'm Ken Shamrock, and you're here with Consumer Quarterback Show. And I say, Brandon Rhymes, knock out your competition.
To get in touch with Brandon, call 813-917-1894. Online at consumerqb.com.
Dennis Prager here for Brandon and Lindsay Rhymes, owners of the Platinum MVP team at Keller Williams. Buying, selling, investing in real estate, their nationwide Keller Williams network makes them the best team to work with. Sellers, have your property featured live on air, creating multiple offers. Buyers, leverage a unique system that gets your offer accepted, never overlooked. Call or text 813-750-0550, 813-750-0550, or consumerqb.com.
I want to give a special thanks to Satellite Phone Store. They just hooked me up with this beautiful satellite phone, and it's a gorgeous phone. It's a great device. It's a safety device as well. Think about it. If you're out on the boat 40, 50 miles out, maybe you're going hunting or you're going hiking in the woods somewhere, you run out of cell phone service, or who knows, maybe a possible terrorist attack. It's not like our politicians aren't entrenched in all this stuff going on overseas, all over the place, all over the world. Could be a terrorist attack. They could attack the power grid. They could attack the cell phones. Who knows what they're going to attack next. Sat123.com/REQB. Sat for satellite, sat123.com/REQB, like real estate quarterback.
You're listening to The Consumer Quarterback, Brandon Rhymes, cutting through your typical media nonsense and offering you a rational and unbiased perspective on current events and life in Tampa Bay. Online at consumerqb.com.
All right, welcome back. Thanks for hanging out with us here on the Consumer Quarterback Show. You know, it really makes our day when you call in and you have these conversations with us. You support all of our expert contributors. We greatly appreciate that. And we got Michael MD coming up here in just a moment. Massive IT. We're going to talk about things happening in the tech space. Before we do, we always like to feature our real estate properties as part of our strategy to help sellers sell faster for more money. 605 Monterey Avenue. This is in Clearwater. and we've got a beautiful single-family home here in Tampa Bay, a great floor plan, and you walk through the home, and you've got just a gorgeous open floor plan layout, three bedrooms, two baths, 2,163 square feet. This is a non-flood zone, and we've got a beautiful home here with a private pool, screened-in pool, and a updated kitchen. Beautiful, beautiful home here in Tampa Bay. And another one of our hot listings is 3413 Lake Palermo Road. This one's in Waimama. We service, you know, seven or eight counties around Tampa Bay. So this is one of our properties in South Hillsborough County, over East Hillsborough County. 3413 Lake Palermo Road. This one's 3734 square feet, five bedrooms, three and a half bath, Mediterranean style home in a gated community. Beautiful home for sale, Lake Palermo Road in Waimama, Florida. And it's an executive style home, just a great property, private pool, screened in pool as well. And you got a hot tub and an outdoor kitchen. And you can see all of our real estate listings, PlatinumCoastalElite.com. That's PlatinumCoastalElite.com. This is God's country. All right, Michael MD, Massive IT. Welcome in, sir.
Hey, how's it going?
Excellent. Blessed and highly favored, man. Yourself?
Doing well, doing well.
Awesome. Good to hear it. So, yeah, there's a lot going on in the tech space, man. It seems like this is an area that just constantly evolves. There's so much going on. We had the big news in AI, several weeks ago now. But, you know, some of the big founders and players in that industry saying, hey, let's pump the brakes a little bit. Let's pull back. AI is a scary, you know, potential area for what could happen.
Yeah, Elon's been saying that from the get-go.
Yeah.
And I think everybody's starting to realize the power, the capabilities. And, you know, there's robots. You've seen them on YouTube and on TV, the ones that do backflips and front flips, and they can't knock them down and all those sorts of things. And now you start to empower them with artificial intelligence.
Right.
And I think everybody's starting to connect the dots and see what can happen and what could be. And, hey, wait a minute, let's pump the brakes a little bit and back up. Let's reevaluate.
Yeah, exactly. And I think in one of the last interviews I saw with Elon, with Tucker, he had mentioned he's going to start his own brand of, what was it, artificial intelligence? Or
yeah, that's right. He's starting his own brand, and he's trying to influence, you know, a steward of technology,
mm-hmm.
trying to influence a direction, trying to bring awareness, you know, showing us what can be done, and not necessarily from a corporate mentality of, let's build a product, let's get it to market, and let's maximize profits.
Right, exactly. Yeah, I think that's a large part of what's wrong with America right now is this whole idea of, you know, corporations and maximizing profit and, you know, offshoring jobs, taking this to jobs overseas, these multinational corporations, you know?
Yeah, yeah. We need to take a look at bringing things back in-house, you know, back into the U.S., building our factories, building our systems. You know, these wafer fabrication, you know, semiconductor plants. It takes what, 10 years to build one?
Does it really? Wow.
Yeah. In order to have the clean facilities, in order to do the manufacturing, it takes 10 years. And we can't just chop that off one day and you know, our trade and our relationships with other countries and things like that and expect to be self-sufficient.
Right. Yeah, there's a big bubble happening over there by Taiwan. I think something major could happen in the next, you know, 12 to 18 months, something potential over there.
Yeah. Haven't they been building their own island and staffing it with planes and other, you know, troops and other things out there?
It's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, they can mobilize and there's a lot of resources that they can throw at these things.
Yeah, and it had huge economic impacts.
Right.
You know, and supply chain, we think supply chain is bad now or was bad. You know, it's still not great.
Right.
But it's better. But it's just a hair's drop away from, you know, getting worse again and ripple effect across the world.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. Those semiconductors, those precious metals and those other components, right?
Plastics, glass, oil. I mean, everything that it takes. You forget what it takes to build a laptop, right?
Right.
It's not just little chips and things like that. It's all the raw materials that go into it.
Right.
The lithium, the silver, the copper, the gold, the glass, the plastics, and the oil to get it all there.
Yeah, absolutely. Michael MD in studio here, Massive IT, all things for technology. He can help you with your businesses, of course. And we're going to talk a little bit more about his company's offerings here on the other side of this break. More coming up with Michael in just a moment. And we want you to please follow us online. We'd love to connect with you. Let's connect on social and at CQB Show on Instagram, at Brandon Rhymes 1 as well. And of course, consumerqb.com, your number one resource for consumer advocacy in Tampa Bay. We'll be right back.
Thanks for listening to My Daddy's Show. Please make sure to send him all of your real estate deals and subscribe to the Consumer Quarterback Show podcast on iTunes and Spotify, or check out our YouTube channel. Have a blessed day.
To get in touch with Brandon, call 813-917-1894. Online at consumerqb.com. Listening to The Consumer Quarterback, Brandon Rimes, online at consumerqb.com. Brandon is Tampa Bay's number one consumer advocate for real estate and financial advice. Call Brandon today at 813-917-1894.
All right, welcome back. Thanks for sticking with us here on the Consumer Quarterback Show. We got Michael, MD, coming up here. Massive IT in studio. Before we do, we always like to feature our real estate properties and thank our sponsors as well. Ramin Kazami with Heights Soft Wash. He's a local pressure washing company here in Tampa Bay. He does a great job on our real estate properties. HeightsSoftWash.com. Let him know the real estate quarterback sent you. HeightsSoftWash.com. And talk to Ramin. He's a friend of mine. Great guy. And all right, a couple of hot property listings for this segment. 3331 Gardenia Drive. This is in Hernando. This is a beautiful property on the beaches there. Hernando Beach Canal property at Gardenia Drive. Six bedrooms, four baths, 4,500 square feet, split floor plan, bamboo flooring, vaulted ceilings, gorgeous spiral staircase, two-story home in beautiful Hernando Beach, Florida. One of our hot listings from the Platinum MVP team. All right, we got another property at 6400 46th Avenue North. This is unit number 101, 6400 46th Avenue. That's unit number 101. This is a property that we've got. It's 1,405 square feet, two bedrooms, two bath, Kenneth City. So you got this one in Pinellas County, spacious first floor condo with a lake view and a 55-plus community. You can see all of our listings at platinum.com. CoastalElite.com. That's PlatinumCoastalElite.com. All right, so we're talking tech here with Michael, MD, and his company is Massive IT. Give us a little overview about your company, Michael.
We're a full-service IT company, so we can clean up your old servers that you have in the closet. We can modernize your company if you want to put a fresh face on the front of it, new website. Consolidate some domain names.
Nice.
Email, things like that. Are you managing multiple email addresses? We can help you with that. Get things moved over, secured, right? Security is the big thing right now.
Yeah.
And if you're not managing your passwords, in a secure way with something like LastPass or 1Pass or something else that's comparable, then you really are setting yourself up for catastrophe.
Right? Yeah.
It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when.
Tell us about a story where you've had, a company have those issues and this, the amount of stress that it causes, right?
It's amazing. You think, that's something I got to do. That's something I got to fix. That's something I got to address. But we're busy selling. We're busy, servicing our business, doing our thing. And next thing you know, you're blindsided by it, right? Yeah. They're not going to do it on your schedule. They're not going to do it on a Monday or a Tuesday. They're going to do it in the middle of the night. They're going to do it on a Friday. Something like the most inconvenient for you, and wire transfers are occurring, and emails are being intercepted, they're being modified, your bookkeepers, your accountants, your finance departments, your accounting teams are being manipulated and put in a situation where they make a payment, right? That's hard on your employees, it's stressful, it's hard on you as a business. In some cases, it could bankrupt you, right? Mm. And if it's malware, ransomware, they'll wipe out your computers, your servers, all the data you have. It's inaccessible. Think tomorrow, if you couldn't get to all of your spreadsheets, your Word documents, your pictures, your PDFs, what if you didn't have that tomorrow?
Yeah.
Could you still operate?
Right.
Could you still be in business? And how long would it take you to recover it? Can you recover it?
Mm.
Right. And these are the things that we can help you address, put in the protections to prevent that in the first place with multi-factor authentication, with backups, with recovery and things like that to keep you in business and protect you for not if, but when that happens.
Yeah, when that happens. And Michael MD, Massive IT is the website, right? MassiveIT.com?
That's correct.
MassiveIT.com. So one of the things, too, that people could look into is these insurances, right? There's different types of insurance today, but you got to be careful the way you fill out the applications, right?
Yeah, that's right. There's now riders for the insurance. They used to just build that into the policy. Like, yeah, sure, we'll cover you for cyber incidents. No big deal. Well, they've been taken to the cleaners on time or two by big companies.
Wow.
And now they're saying, no, cyber insurance is now a rider, and you now have to qualify for cyber insurance. And to qualify for cyber insurance, you have to show that you have these minimum protections in place, that you have done the due diligence to protect yourself from a cyber incident, right? Things like that are password management, turning on multi-factor authentication. Do you have a password policy? Do you have documented written policies about what you're going to do if there's a problem?
Right.
In other words, what are you doing to limit your exposure?
Right.
Right. You just can't be wild and free and think we're going to pay the bill, you know, when the time comes.
Exactly. Yeah, that makes sense. And when you have these scenarios play out, I mean, it can be timely, not only time investment, but also, you know, they're literally saying, hey, we've got control of these documents, or we've actually controlled these machines. And then you've got to send them what, some kind of a Bitcoin payment, or how do they get paid? How do the criminals get paid?
Yeah. Worst case scenario, they tricked your finance team, your accounting team, your bookkeeper, depending on, you know, how big of a business you are, into sending a wire payment to them, you know, in some way, shape or form. So one, you've just sent a payment for some significant amount. $5,000, $10,000. We had one that was $544,000. And then once that happens, it's too late. They're in.
Wow.
And now they're harvesting all your data out of your computers, out of your OneDrive, out of your Google Cloud Drive, out of Dropbox, all of that information. They're gathering it all up. And by the time you find out about it and figure it out, it's too late.
Wow.
They have full control, and now they're at the end phase of their attack.
Yeah.
And now they're saying, well, we've encrypted everything you have. If you want it back, give us some more money.
Wow.
So you're really between a rock and a hard place when you get to that point. And they say transfer it via crypto, right? A Bitcoin address. They give you an address and you could transfer the money. It's a 50-50 shot whether you're going to get anything out of it.
Exactly.
And chances are you're probably not.
Yeah.
Right? There are successful, you know, recovery, money transfers, things like that. But you're never 100% sure that you're completely safe. And now you have a data breach that you have to expose to your customers, to your clients, to the authorities.
Wow.
And report it. What kind of brand reputation does that do?
Yeah.
Right? Damage to that brand? Things like that. So it's far reaching.
Wow. Yeah. We're talking with Michael MD, Massive IT, here on the Consumer Quarterback Show. Another great example of one of our local area business owners, expert contributor here on the Consumer Quarterback Show from that consumer advocate approach. Of course, business owners, you know, take heed to this advice. This is some really timely advice if you own a company or even for your personal, you know, home. If you're running a small company from home, he can remote into your computer and help you in a lot of cases. And then sometimes, of course, you might want to have a, you know, in office interview or a, you know, at your location interview with Michael MD. Now, Michael, going forward too, does this open up also artificial intelligence, kind of sticking with that same theme of them being able to get in and having specific programs written to just kind of go in and do this type of thing?
Yeah, it does. ChatGPT, artificial intelligence, whatever you want to call it, it's enabling them as much as it's enabling us, right?
Yeah.
We may be using it to write term papers in school. We may be using it to write marketing materials in a business. But guess what the attackers are doing? They're using it to write emails, build websites, create video, create images. The thing we've talked about in the past where they're doing voice simulations.
The voice, yeah.
Yeah. And it sounds like it's your loved one, you know, your husband, your wife, your daughter, your son, your mother, your father, whoever it is. It sounds like they're locked in a trunk and they're saying, help, help. You know, get me out, pay the money, do this, do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's again, far reaching. And I sound like a broken record every time we talk about AI, but every day it keeps advancing and changing. And the attack vector, as they say in the industry, is new. There's just another way that they're coming at you and using this artificial intelligence technology against us.
Yeah. And I had a personal friend, that posted on Facebook about it. She had that happen to her, and it was her daughter that received the phone call from her phone number. So it was like a spoof number or voice over IP, some kind of deal there. And it was that message exactly like, hey, yeah, pay him the money. They got the gun
help,
on me.
Help.
Pay him the money. Help me. And what happened is, you know, I was talking to my family about it, and I said, look, you know, the only way to really that I could think of offhand was to create a safe word. You know, what's the password then? You know, and then and that's something that you and your family should, you know, kind of hold near and have that you know, that team huddle up and kind of make that plan, right?
Yeah. The old $25,000 pyramid, the password is.
There you go.
Right.
Yeah, that's right. Come up with that idea. And what other consumer tips would you have right now? I mean, it is an interesting time we live in, man. You know, you look at all these different threats we have as business owners.
I think it's about diligence, it's about education. You know, at every turn, when you're on your phone in a social media app, you're reading about things that are misdirection, about things that aren't necessarily the full truth, right? It's context that's missing a lot of times. Same thing in these attacks. Look at the email. You know, are you expecting this bill, this invoice, this person to email you with a link that they want you to click?
Right.
To do what? Right. What is it?
Yeah.
And you know, the sage advice of pick up the phone and call the credit card company and say, hey, you know, is there something you guys need me to do? You know, pay a bill. Is there a problem?
Right.
Things like that.
Yeah.
Right. You know, call the other person. If you sent me an email, I might text you or I might call you and say, hey, Brandon, did you send me this?
Yeah.
Is this real? Sort of thing, right?
Yeah.
We have to look out for what's happening and not just be so complacent and heads down doing what we're doing, which we all are.
Right.
But we have to pay attention. It's unfortunate, but it's the world we live in.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, Michael, always great catching up with you on that. MassiveIT.com. Check them out online, MassiveIT.com. And do you want them to connect in other places as well?
Yeah, give us a call, 813-518-5454.
Repeat.
813-518-5454. 5454.
All right. Good stuff. Thank you so much for coming in. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right. Taking a quick break. Coming back, Fred Muth, a.k.a. the Tin Man, Tampa Screens and Aluminum on the Consumer Quarterback Show. One of our longest standing expert contributors on the Consumer Quarterback Show. We've been on air almost 10 years now, and Fred Muth, Tampa Screens and Aluminum, has been there the majority of the time. So we appreciate that. Fred Muth coming up here. We're going to talk with our contractor expert contributor, Fred Muth, about supply chains, labor force, permitting, and other features in that contracting industry. We'll be right back. Consumer Quarterback Show, ConsumerQB.com.
Hey, everybody. It's the captain, Matt Bruce, and you're listening to my buddy, Brandon Rimes, a Consumer Quarterback. Sell, Brandon, sell.
To get in touch with Brandon, call 813-917-1894. Online at ConsumerQB.com.
Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider who shares your values. They offer the very best nationwide coverage on 4G and 5G LTE networks and exceptional 100% U.S.-based customer support. Patriot Mobile offers discounts for veterans and first responders, NRA members, and families with multiple lines. Learn more at patriotmobile.com/consumerQB. That's patriotmobile.com/consumerQB. Or if you'd like to give us a call, you can reach out at 727-263-3707. That's 727-263-3707. And we'd be happy to tell you more about Patriot Mobile.
Selling commercial or residential property? Don't leave money on the table. List with the Platinum MVP team at Keller Williams Realty. I'm Brandon Rimes. Reach me at 813-670-7372 or PlatinumMVPTeam.com.
You're listening to The Consumer Quarterback, Brandon Rimes, cutting through your typical media nonsense and offering you a rational and unbiased perspective on current events and life in Tampa Bay. Online at ConsumerQB.com.
All right, welcome back. Brandon Rimes here, Consumer Quarterback Show. You know, we have a program called K-Score, at Keller Williams Realty. It's a free online class where you can get your real estate license. And I've been telling a lot of people about it, you know, people that I'm meeting at networking events or just different parties and whatnot. But it's a great idea because you can get your license as a real estate agent. And you may not say, hey, I already have a job. I don't want to do this. What it is, it's a referral opportunity. So you, then you become a referral agent, and then you pass along those opportunities to myself or my team, Lindsay, people on the team, and then you make 25% of those real estate transactions that you refer. So, you know, real quick and easy math is a $300,000 deal. If you're making a 3% on one side of the transaction, typically it's 6%, right? And you got three on each side. So you're looking at $9,000 in commissions there on one side of a real estate transaction. And, you know, some really good industries that, you know, could take that into play would be, you know, like hairstylists, personal trainers, people that, you know, if you're in touch with a lot of different people on a daily basis, that's something to think about. The program is called K-Score, and we'd love to talk to you about it. All right, let's go into the phone lines now. Fred Muth, Tampa Screens and Aluminum. Fred Muth, welcome back.
Hello, Brandon. I, you know, you mentioned what you just mentioned regarding referrals. You know, I should get more involved with that because I do carry a license, and I don't think about it as often as I should. You know, we've worked a few out, but, you know, I think I'm going to start moving a little quicker on that.
Yeah, man, you could definitely just, you know, you talk to a lot of people, just start bringing up the market and the economy, and that leads right into the conversation, you know?
Yeah, quite often I sell a job. I sold a job to a ball player. I won't mention the name. And I went to the game the other day, and I'm looking for the guy. And here he was traded off to the Mets. So his house came and went within 2 years. So I mean that's the kind of business that very good referral. But I didn't get a shot at it. But I could have. Anyway, how's it going on your end? Have you felt the pinch?
Oh man, we're blessed and highly favored, and yeah, I think a lot of people are feeling that pinch, man. That economy's tight, man. A lot of people are going into debt, record numbers of credit card debt. It's tight.
Yeah, but you know, it's still an election year. A lot of people are nervous about everything in an election year, and then after the election, things always seem to settle down to a degree. Have you noticed that?
Somewhat. Yeah, I think I follow you there.
Yeah. It's funny because, not funny, but, you know, I always talk about Red Tide, which is a controllable product, I believe, controllable problem, I should say. And it always seems to get really, really bad right around the midterm elections. Have you noticed?
Yeah, exactly.
That's when we hear the most about it. So anyway, so we're doing good. We're, you know, it's more controlled now than it was because, you know, I'm still taking a lot of leads, but I can cover them quicker right now. You know, a couple months ago, I couldn't cover them as quick as I could. But, you know, we still have the labor issues. I mean, labor is at a premium. And at some point, that's probably going to soften up a little bit. When that softens up a little bit, you know, we'll probably be able to, you know, proceed with many more sales as opposed to the limited amount of sales. And, you know, in our business, everything goes well until the storms hit. And the storms hit again. We're coming in the storm season. Then the labor rates go back up to where they were. It's too bad that there's not a little better control of the labor. But that's, you know, that's the way it is in Florida. And when certain contractors will say labor is in demand, you really don't have much to say about it. There's not much that you can do. You just have to pay the price.
Well, on the labor note, we have record people, you know, illegals coming across the border. Are those people creating like fake IDs and getting hired by contractors? What have you seen or heard any of that? Or what's your thoughts?
I've heard something about it. My 31 years in this business, I have seen that in several cases. And, you know, everything goes smooth until there's a problem. I know there was one case where the guy was very good at what he did, but he was in here as an alias. And then he had an accident with the car for the company that he was working for. And that's when it hit the fan, so to speak.
Right.
And then, yeah, and then they came in and they investigated everybody with that contracting company. And they found out there was a lot of them like that. And there's not a lot of control over that, unfortunately. It's very difficult to control that. But, you know, these guys work hard. They work very hard. And you know, being the position that they're in, they don't get paid as well as they should. Now, I'm not talking I'm not talking screen guys, because screen guys are more of a skilled labor, believe it or not, as opposed to, you know, other trades. And I don't want to mention them because it may sound like I'm being demeaning to certain trades, but right. I don't mean to do that. But I see it. And, you know, a screen guy, a lot of guys start out as framers, and then they proceed into the screen enclosure business where it's the tolerances are much, much closer when you're doing screen enclosures as opposed to framing. But some of the framers can't cut it. They go back to framing, and they're still making good money, but they don't make what the screen guys make. Screen guys really make a lot of money in this business because you have to be extremely talented to do this, you know, to install a cage. Right. Custom-built cages are not easy to build, and I've watched them. I've watched these guys get up there in July up on top. You know, it's 98 degrees out, and they're on top of a bronze enclosure, and they're singing songs, telling stories, walking across the beams, you know, rolling the fabric. Nothing to it, but they're good at it.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. Yep. And if you just joined us, we're talking with Fred Muth, Tampa Screens and Aluminum, here on the Consumer Quarterback Show, longtime friends of the program. And, Fred, give us a little overview of the different types of screened enclosures that you do, the pool cages, the different types of patios and porches that you put on.
Well, now the big item is the panoramic view. A lot of people are changing out the old cages. If a cage is 20 or 30 years old, you know, they may want to change that out and go to a product that has a panoramic view. Panoramic view would be a view where it eliminates the majority of the uprights and the chair rail. So you have a nice big wide opening as opposed to looking through aluminum, basically. And we see this where the properties have nice backdrops to golf courses or lakes or whatever. I've sold many of them. The nicest one that I can recall was 75 feet across, and he had 10 openings in the back. It was a nice cage, but he had it, you know, he write that right back to the Alafaya River, and he had no view. So we took it from 10 openings down to 3 and eliminated the chair rails on the sides. And you know, it's just such a different view from the inside. It's expensive, but it's an upgrade, tremendous upgrade in the industry. And I see a lot of that. That's the big item right now, is converting from the old style to the new style with the pano view. And it's not just a conversion, it's a replacement cage.
Yeah, I love that idea. And it's going to add value to your home. I mean, that's what's great about these beautiful, you know, in-between spaces. It's not completely outside, so you're not into, you know, the bugs or the midges. Like for us on Lake Tarpon, we've got midges out there. But you have that protection.
Yeah. In fact, I recall the last time I was there, I think there was one or two cages that had the pano view of your neighbors. Do you recall that?
Yeah, they should be, because they're new. I think they're newer cages, yeah.
Yeah, nice. That's a nice home you have, by the way. I'll see you on the 2nd of July.
Awesome. Yeah, that's great. I look forward to seeing you on that Saturday.
You and the family. It's been a while. I haven't been out there in quite some time. You know, something I fail to mention quite often is Tampa Screens does offer discount to military first responders, medical people. Keep that in mind when you're bidding out a project. And of course, I always tell everybody, when you bid out a project, feel free to ask as many questions as you like. Do not feel intimidated about the questions. In my case, I appreciate the questions more than a lot of people can imagine. That way, you cover everything, and there's no surprises on the back end. The worst thing with construction is when there's a surprise on the back end. And I find the surprises come based on lack of communication, limited communication in the construction industry. That's where probably 60 to 70% of the mistakes are made, just limited communication problems.
Right.
And in today's world, it's unfortunate we have way too many ways to communicate. And I see that sometimes becomes a problem because somebody gets an email, they were expecting a text. Somebody gets a text, they were expecting a phone call. Somebody gets a phone call, they were expecting an email. And it's, you know, oh, I never got the message. And the next thing you know, there's a problem.
Yep.
Many, many years ago, when I got into the business, there was two ways to communicate, and it worked.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Going back a few years.
Yeah, and you've been doing it for quite a while. Fred, 30 seconds back to you. Final thoughts.
Final thoughts. People talk about the storms. They, you know, what do we do with our cage? Do we cut the screens? No, don't do that. Do what you have to do to make sure that the cage is secure, If it was built right, it should withstand the storms. And, you know, and I talk about storms because I know it's coming. And then the other thing is, once again, when you bid out the project, make sure that your representative is willing to answer the questions that you ask, because you're the guy that's going to be writing the check. Whoever is selling the job should be obligated to answer the questions.
Yep, absolutely. All right, my friend, thank you for joining in, and thank you for being a longtime supporter of the Consumer Quarterback Show. Fred Muth, Tampa Screens and Aluminum.
Absolutely.
All right, my friend. Talk to you again. All right. Thank you so much for hanging out with us here on the Consumer Quarterback Show. We got a great lineup for you tomorrow as well. And we want you to please go out there and consider committing a random act of kindness and do something kind for one another. Be a force for good in the community. Pray for our country. You know, Lord knows we need that. We'll see you next time. Consumer Quarterback Show, ConsumerQB.com.
You've been listening to The Consumer Quarterback, Brandon Rimes. Whether it's real estate, consumer, or financial advice, let Brandon call your next play. Call Brandon Rimes at 813-917-1894. That's 813-917-1894. Online at ConsumerQB.com. And join us next time for The Consumer Quarterback Show.